without a chair in meditation?
I think you see, the best way the spine should be straight. That's all. No tension in the body. That's all. It is natural way, you see. In yoga ways, you have to quite pull tension you got, you look different. I've been doing that, you see, quite. And look, that's a this natural way. Sit in any pose, most convenient, only the spine should be straight, that's all. No tension in the body, anywhere, in the neck or anywhere. You may sit down, you may sit in the chair anywhere. Once you adopt it, don't kick, that's all.
If you get tired periodically and lean back against the chair, that's bad.
The only thing, you shouldn't go to sleep. That's all. Sometimes you sit all the time, you relax, you relax. Because you're fully relaxed then. You see?
Is there a better class of distractions? For example, if your mind suddenly starts thinking about the master and the master's work and what he said and so on, is that a better class of distraction than thinking about other things?
Comparatively, it is a bit better, but not bad. Whom you talk, why don't you go and see? I am just talking, standing outside. Yes? Talking about you. When I enter and see you, which is better of the two? The feet from the side, pray down. And the Raja on the top, pray and then sit. That's all right. That is good and bad way to start with. Sometimes mind has a very good way of what you can, deterring us from the goal. You might be talking, he's all right, he's this, he's all right. Well, he's all right, or he's there. You must see him. Seeing is better than thinking. How is it? Breakfast? Yes, you're waiting for your breath. Anything else? The only thing you see, it's single-minded, he's all alone. He wants everybody to come all alone. Not take all worldly thoughts, or even the body or the internet, or leave it. Go into straight. Go into the left. This by training you be able to do this, of course. But the man who is not so many, I mean, book of knowledge is wilderness, no way out. We have to make it understand, for that purpose it's all right. Once you have understood, then do it. Other man that such and such has, well, he has said he is within you, go in with him. You have once understood anything, that is sufficient. Then the only thing remains to do, is it not?
That's the hard part. That's the hard part.
This is what got him. Time, you see, flies. Mind tries to evade you from the goal. You try to. In a very gentlemanly matter, you come here. I may talk about the master, why? Remembrance of the matter is all right. When you have receptivity, you will have radiation, effect of the radiation. But that will come only when there is receptivity. Receptivity dwells only when you are there. Nothing remains between you and the master. Isn't it? And it's not even. Compared to wisdom. These things are not very much clearly stated in books. How can they? There is something practical. Kavi says, your master may be doing 7 portions abroad and you are laying this side. Direct your attention to him. Your attention between you and him, this nothing should intervene. Then you will receive radiation of hundreds and thousands of them.
As you know, we were here last year and then we went back home.
Yes.
And now that we're back here, I can say for myself, I think for Kira too, that the meditations suddenly once again are better than they were back home when we had gone there.
Yes, of course. No, you part it. We cannot underrate the atmospheric effect of the presence of the mind. But from thousands of miles away, if you dwell receptively, you have that effect. Same thing as you say, there's no other thought, though, even of your own self should not be there. Then you would have receptive.
Because here in the ashram, you don't have these outside thoughts pressing in on you. You're in isolation. You don't get the news of the world. You don't have people coming in and gossiping and things like that. So it's much easier.
So at least what this Christ says, shut yourself in a closet. What did he mean by that?
Going in here, I'm sure.
If you want to see the news, they will give you. Get here.
No, I like to be.
For a while, you see, it is out of training. For a while, say a week, 10 days, or a month, so regularly you are devoted the whole time in due to this, you dwell. By going to a master, I know the best thing for you is just make the best use of the time. Put in mind. By developing the subject. You have under so many irons in the fire there. Here I think you have not many. You might create many, that's up to you, but there are not many.
You should, I suppose, pull each of those irons out of the fire gradually as your life goes by, rather than leaving all of them in and including a few more.
If you leave it to the mercy of the mind, that time will never come. Minds wanted to go abroad.
Some of us are more inclined toward using the mind, aren't we? I mean, say, astrologically, some people are more inclined toward mind things and have a bigger burden to start with.
Their further progress should be started. For a while, you see, you have to do something. Do and see. Then you may. Our work is to see God, for instance, I'm telling you. Go and see Him first, then do anything you like. We begin to just do many things before we see Him. For a while, maybe a day, 10 days, we should reserve some time. That is a great helping factor. You need to reserve the time for that. If it is not day or two, at least some hours in the day, maybe 2 hours, you close your all, cut off the morning. So just shut yourself in the closet, in the room, and then nobody will show. By training, of course. There's no hideout to that.
You must sit perfectly still. Now, I notice when, for example, Master G is singing for you and listening to you talk, he sometimes sways back and forth. Is that a permissible...
I tell you. If you think of the body, you feel locking. If you don't think of the body, you won't feel it.
Even if you're swaying?
You won't feel it. You're rocking, you see. But if you're not thinking of your body, even your body won't shake. Won't.
I see.
That is why I always say, you see, just fix your gaze into the middle of whatever is before you, in the front of you, not here. And then the body will wake. By concentration, man, just these things. So there is no higher to concentration, but to concentrate, and then concentrate. That will come.
Are there any exercises that outside of pure doing it that you can work on in order to improve concentration?
Let it do one thing at a time, wholly and solely. That will help you. If you are going to be fully at home. When I was in office, I was sitting over there and never knew who was sitting in front of me. Whole attention to it. And the work was done very little time, or took more time. That is telling. Then learn to do when you are at prayer, be fully at prayer. That thing helps you. Prayer, saying prayers, etc., that will do the same for you. For a while. When you got a soul, just do yoga.
You would recommend starting out a meditation with a prayer then?
That's better, huh? Sing or religion. Just think of the master, of the God in it. Not the master, but the God in it. The God in it. That will create into pacifying effect. Boost. Pray and sit. Go with it. Once I put this question to my master, very early being the first time in here. Look here, I told him, well, master, we are cut off from the outside. I am cut off from the outside. Inside, you have not appeared. What to do in the meantime? That's very begging of the question. Very, at a few days of the month, I meant it. Few days of the month. He told me, look here. Men think of the cattle, of the friends. Is it bad to think of the master for the intervening period? Then again, sometime after, I asked him, master, what a man should do? And the master is sitting inside whom you want to meet. Were you to think of him or not go in and you'll find him? 2 points, very much clarified. Isn't that? First is like that, prayer, etc. That is it. When we can think of so many, why not think of the master? It is much better. As you think, so you become. But it is also nothing. Go in and see him. You see? If you enter, go and enter. You know how to go with him. And you'll find him.
You know, there's a note of consolation in what you've just said. In that there was a period in your life when you couldn't see your master.
In the beginning, first day, when you went to him, 2 or 3 days, I said, you are not very much radiant at once. You to guide me all through for 7 years with it. When he sat as a man, go with it, you see. That I did 7 years before, he was with me.
Yes,
but
right.
In the beginning, I put a general question, if a man goes with it, he does not find the other man. That is sometimes a question put to solve the riddles of others. For me it was not so bad. But I had that experience. But I told him, what should he do in the meantime? For those who are just have to start. It isn't bad to think of the man.
Well, it didn't apply to you then. This was just a theoretical question you
general
put to him.
Question to put him.
Yes. From that moment, 7 years before you met him,
yes.
Until you did see him in the flesh,
yes.
Did you all the time see him inside for all those 7 years?
No, no. When he sat in my bed, I found him. I could fly to other places with him. That Mesopotamian war was going on those days. 1914.
Yes.
It is empty. In a flight, he was with me. Out of guidance, I was guided like that.
Had you been with Sawan Singh Ji in a previous life?
You see, that power was also not in the same form, but that power is there. Of course, man is in the making.
Yes.
Suppose I was or not, will it help you? That's what I'm telling you. God power was man in the making, some more than the other, some not yet. But all have the same goal. Every saint has his past and every saint has future. They hope for everybody. The pity is, you see, a strong man revels in his strength, and the weaker man wonders how he got it. Well, what is it? Just in future. Very few words, very simple words. But for a man who is that, he simply sleeps in. You see? For others, they say, how can that be? That's all. By the way, time makes perfect. I tell you, I was a child. I was reading third primary. I saw one man giving lecture. How he participates, how he's speaking. I was just thinking from the level of quack, third primary. Very wonderful. Where is Swami speaking throughout? Now he is without it. It is not. So time has to. Those who are more ready, they are quicker. Even those who are, as I told you yesterday, those are not ready. They have got only taught now. And they are regular. They obey the commandments of the master and live up to what he says. He can go ahead of the man who has got some background, but he is not fully abiding by the words of God. So there is no hardness for people. But this is the highest thing that we have to do. All things are all right. Main idea, highest idea to know, to see. In man body you can see.
Yeah? Sacrifice everything for that.
First, God first. Other things follow. Do the verse in which you find the good of others. No selfish, no congealing. Self will expand. That will help you. If you help others, you will be helped. If you give consolation to others, you will have consolation of yourself. If you won't let anybody die of hunger, anything else, you will give first.
But I believe you said before that you're not in a position to help anybody until you break through.
That is a spiritual matter. In other way, to the best you can, maybe might, maybe one farthing in a pound, you know. Man should learn to give away something, you see. That is spiritual thing. When you got no money, how can you distribute it? These talks are given sometimes, but from different levels. The same words convey something from different levels. Each man should live for others. Maybe. But maybe 1%, then 10%, then 50%, then 100%. That's ultimate goal. The more you live for others, the more yourself will expand. The more you'll find peace. If everybody cares, you see, there's very, for example, Lord Vishnu, there's some things, saints talk, direct, give direct, or sometimes by means of parables. Christ also did like that. Sometimes he spoke in parables, sometimes direct. To parables in those who have average understanding. So if somebody is in a statement, parable like that, then Lord Vishnu invited all good and evil, you see. The gods and others for a feast. The feast was served. The gods also sat down to eat, and also the others of the lower nature. He stood up and said, "Look here, dear friends, all this is for you. Eat to your heart's content, but there is one condition you should not break. Don't bend your elbow to eat." Those are average understanding. What is he talking about? If we don't bend our head, how can we eat?
Servants would have to feed you.
No. How can we eat? They were fed up, you see. They got angry. Lord Vishnu simply belittled us. He would not let us eat. They went. The gods remained there, they thought this is something from a Lord Vishnu that must be meaning something, you see. They went to send it stuff. Oh, very easy. All were fed. And was he left all at all? If he let others eat, everybody makes others to eat, then who is left hungry? You have things to make.
How many different levels should we understand you?
As a man first.
Yes.
As a man to man. Then, Man has got so many. First, young man. Man is required for the guidance. Who is a man? If he comes from above, if he comes from how can we hear, how we can hear. The man must be. Master Shiva was passed through as man-like. You see the difference between Christ as a son of man and a recorded man. You see? That's the first. When I went to the man, they said, he's got a human nature, human touch. I'm a man first, of course. We should be a man. Man is a very perfect man, you see. Should be person all around, physically, intellectually, socially, lovingly. And these are things only displaying from the level of man. If you don't allow anybody to, you make everybody fed up, you won't remain alone. You won't let anybody naked, you won't remain naked. That's the only thing we have to love. And for that, right understanding is God made man. He is equal to me. He has got the man body, man first. Then he is not the man body even, but he is the indweller of the body. He is a conscious entity at the top of the ocean of all consciousness. We are all brothers and sisters. That's the right understanding. If you think like that, the right understanding, right thoughts will come, right speech will come, result of right action will come.
The big thing is, you know, controlling those thoughts. And everything else follows.
What are we? We are attention. God is attention, big attention. He wanted one and wanted to be many. All things came into being. We are drops of the ocean of all time. You become fully concentrated. Then, if God can create the whole creation, can't you create in one town? What a big, gracious man, you see. There's a different life between man and man. So you become that. I wish all of you to become the best of this. Man can dwell, of course, time can change the best. There's hope, definite hope. I do and do make hope. The pity is which we don't live up to what.
You say that you wish all of us could come up to that stage. Well, what percentage of us will come up to that stage in this life?
Who? Look here, why should you care for the letters, how far we have gone? Yeah. The sooner we, at least our, migration will be over.
You'd rather not talk about when this is going to happen. It's going to happen someday, but you don't care to specify.
Everybody should care. Let him come first, see God, and then this will work. Don't be the contractors, I would say, for others. You go, another should go. Example is better than teacher.
Yes.
Example is better than teacher.
Don't worry about the spiritual progress of others. Just worry about your own.
That will be a good example for their follow-up themselves. Even one word of you will help them. If you don't do yourself, you may give a very long talk, tall talk. No way. That's the difference. Man speaks from the abundance of heart. You see, what is in that will be, any word you express is that to go out, charge that effect. And give the same effect to others. Like here, which tries some ice or stone, snow, like mountain. That will become cooler. Is it? If any air strikes some fire burning, that will be hot. So whatever the condition of your heart, any words come, they carry the same effect. So if man goes to the wanted reformers, I would say, not of others, but of themselves. And what will be? The monuments you get guarded.
Big job.
Big job? Big revelation. When that we have to do only man body. We have, the pity we have not decided what to do. Amen. I decided this in 1912. God first and world first. I have very much ambition to have a voracious reader of books. I read one library, three libraries a day. I want the ambition to decide that. I had to decide. And that little decision took me step by step. This is for everybody. There is no concern. What a man and another can follow. Example is better than this.
In other words, at that time you decided that you weren't going to make a lot of money or worry about that.
I want a big library to at my disposal, for instance. All convinced. I told you, I am a voracious reader of books.
Yes.
This knowledge dragged me to learn all these things here and there. I was not satisfied. I would take up a book at night and don't go to 300, that is finished. Maybe 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock.
And you wanted to purchase a big library in later life?
No matter that, everything. What to do? So I want to offer. Everything will come. Everything will come.
This ambition for the big library appeared as soon as you became master.
I saw my master previously after that, but that was background, is what I think. When I was just reading 7th class, I read one book that you have read in my life. Ramana's Life I read, 7th class. He got something from his master. He came out and stood up on the mountain. Call all the villagers, come on, I'm going to give you what I got from the master. He said, well, where are you? Have you got the permission of your master? I told him, look, they told him you'll go to hell. All right, I'll go all alone to hell, others will be saved, never mind. That thought struck me at the time, if I get all the answers to everybody. People don't give all these things, I tell you. Personal experience? Do they give all of them? Very rarely you find. It's God's grace. So my point is, each man has to, if he makes himself a man, I think this is the biggest service he has done. One word will be helpful. We don't live out to be some taught or lift off. There's so many congregations, lectures, books. Do they have been elevating them?
No.
Why? You can't say the whole idea of that. Charging help. Charity begins where? You tell. If you do that, you do a great service, I tell you. By religion, by example. Everybody will come and continue to invite. Some people can listen to feel peace. I never tell them of anything. By master radiation, by receptivity. So this is no new thing that I have got special in journey. You, all of you are endowed with that thing, simply you have not cared, I would say, cared to them that way. Lay by the treasures. Where? But this guy.
Yeah, lay up your treasures in heaven.
Yes. We have to give and take, we have to finish off. Gratitude. God has united you, some brothers, some sisters, some wives, or God has united you, them. Gratitude. Don't sow any more seeds. Sow the big seed. God is the giver. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.